I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. Winter is a great time to sit down and plan the expansion of existing gardens and creation of new ones. But don't just think about growing gardens for yourself. While there are many flower garden designs to attract butterflies, hummingbirds, and even bats, what about the bees? Honeybees, bumblebees, and native bees are essential to our food supply. It's estimated a third of every bite of food we take can be attributed to bees. But bees are having a rough time with mites and diseases destroying their hives. So let's help the bees by growing some plants just for them. What type of flowers do bees like? It's good to know bees need pollen and nectar from flowers. So when selecting varieties for your bee garden, choose heirloom varieties that are naturally high in both, and avoid hybrids that have been bred for color but lack the food bees need. Grow flowers in patches instead of individually, and choose single flowers versus double ones. This makes them easier for bees to find and access. Honeybees can't see the color red, so emphasize blue, white, violet, and yellow-colored flowers. Grow a mix of flower sizes and shapes that bloom throughout the season. Flat flowers such as zinnia and echinacea and tubular flowers such as snapdragon and bee balm are favorites of honeybees, while large-sized flowers such as hollyhocks are great for fat bumblebees. Provide shelter for your bees when they're foraging. Consider planting evergreens and leaving old snag trees and falling branches around your yard. And don't spray any pesticides, even organic ones, that may harm your bees. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about arugula and mosh. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.